Hello, everybody. It is Friday. Welcome to your lunchtime podcast. It's our usual quick as hell podcast. Today, I talk about my little baby temper tantrum after not meeting one of my comedic heroes and how my clever wife is able to snap me out of it. And thanks to Steve Aoki, I also am able to teach Ron how to sneeze more hygienically. It's dumber than it sounds. So thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy it. Where'd you get it from?
Well, I've got 7-Eleven.
Oh, 7-Eleven muffins. They're not bad.
Not bad at all.
Orange and poppy seed.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to fail your drug test at work. Hey, buddy.
How you going? Friday.
Yeah, boy.
Finally. Finally Friday.
Yeah, it's been such a long week for me.
I know. With I was read over.
With my massive, massive long week. I forget who I was talking to earlier. Might have been that guy. That guy Heath. That bloke. And I was telling him about back in March, Bert Kreischer, the machine. He was in town. And my wife and I went and saw him. And as most people who know Bert Kreischer know, he doesn't do proper meet and greets. He just tells everyone where he's drinking. And wants you to go there.
And everyone goes
and drink with him. And I was so set on that. And when just before the show ended, he told everyone to watch his Instagram. He's going to announce
where he's going to be going. And when.
And before the night started, my wife and I pulled up to this little bar in near the Tivoli. Just around the corner. It's like where the Ecker's held.
This is Brisbane, yeah.
In Brisbane. And, it turns out, as we were leaving, because my wife, as much as I love you, honey, I love you very much, remember this.
But?
No, there's no buts.
Oh.
There's no buts. She wasn't too keen to stick around. She's not like me. She's not a night owl.
I'm not a night owl.
She's early to bed, early to rise. Type. And honey, yes, I love you. Just remember this. She, didn't really want to stick around. And I was saying, I'll just give it 10 minutes.
This bloke's going to reveal.
Give it 10 minutes and I guarantee you Bert's going to say where he's going to be drinking. And I bet you anywhere, it'll be where we had a few drinks before the night started. Anyway, we start walking towards the bar. And she's giving me those little... Like, you know when you've just roused on a puppy for peeing on your floor? Those eyes that it gives you?
Mm.
They're the eyes that she was giving me. And she kept looking over to where we had the car parked.
She'd had enough. You're like, okay.
So I was just like, fucking righto. Let's go. And me, in my brain, I'm thinking, oh, she knows how much I really want to go meet Bert. I'm going to put this on. And she's going to be like, oh... All right, we'll stay for one drink. I have one drink, meeting, and then go. So I'm fucking righto, let's go home. And do the very, very slow motion across the road to get to the car.
Very slow.
She took off
like my shoelaces.
She took off like a bat out of hell. There was no...
Really?
There was no, oh, okay, come on, we've got time for one. Nope, we went over that car. And I'm sort of... Just looking at her. We get in the car, we start reversing out. I go dead silent.
You check your Instagram.
I'm not talking to her. Because about 60 seconds into this drive home, I open up Instagram.
You find out where he is.
And there's Bert at the bar where we were drinking. where we were going to head.
And you were straight on the way home.
And we're on the way home. So for about the next 15, maybe 20 minutes, I'm silent. And the wife is, oh, are you sulking? I'm looking at the window, not saying a word.
Got the sad eyes gone?
No, I had the cranky eyes.
Huh?
Yeah, I had the cranky eyes.
Window down?
But fuck, she knows how to get me going. We're driving along, we're getting near Springwood. And she's like, oh, I'm hungry. Hey, bubby, do you want some McDonald's? And just remember, I haven't spoken to her for about 15 minutes. But she knows how to get to me. I slowly do that little turn, and I look at her and go, yes, please. Bitch! She knows how to get me out of it. She sucks me in. It's not fair. But, I'm just looking forward to next year. Because, honey, as much as I love you, me and you, we're not going to Burt. I'm going to Burt.
He won't be in the same place.
He might be in the same venue, he might not be. First show, sold out in about 10 minutes.
Fucking hell.
The second show, sold out.
Really?
Third show, sold out. He completely sold out every venue that he did here in Australia. It was on the Body Shots World Tour, which is... If I think he's just restarting, so he's been traveling since last year. He started in North America along one side, went overseas, he went to the UK, did all that, and then went to New Zealand before he hit Australia, and from Australia he went home. That was near the end, but he's just starting it back up again. So he's finishing the other side of North America.
Mm.
And he's going to be doing that for 2 months solid.
Far out.
Yeah. He
pull on.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah, man. But it's what he loves. When you love doing it. But you were saying you had something.
Yeah. You asked me earlier if I'm a daring person.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot your daredevil attitude is a nice green lawn and.
I love my lawn.
Which I do admit, I do get lawn envy. I look at the photo, and I'm like, oh, man, that is a sweet, sweet lawn.
Plus the bloke next to me, his lawn looks like cardboard.
Oh, no, I don't live next to you, but that's what my lawn looks like. We've got those lawn grubs.
Oh,
they're killing it.
See, I've prepared for them. I've put stuff down already.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately,
thanks to Globe Grown Solutions. Good place.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah.
Give us some free stuff. We're giving you a plug. Bastards.
No, they're good. They're good
people. Goddamn bastards. Not giving us shit for free.
Yeah. So I'm the bloke that does the dare. So I prepare the... I dare you to... blah, blah. It's not an adrenaline kind of dare. So... We're a family. We're at a Chinese... restaurant in Sydney. It was a few years ago,
Does it have to be Chinese? You couldn't just be at a restaurant? You gotta bring race into it?
We're at a restaurant.
You're goddamn Nazi!
We're at a restaurant in Sydney that is mainly seafood. So, my in-laws, they love seafood, right?
Well, this sounds like it's gonna be very daring.
They ordered this big ass fish, right? It's been, I don't know, cooked, whatever, fucking cook it. It's on its plate, eyes, heads, it all looks like.
It looks like a fish?
It's all still there. It's not cut up or anything, you just dig into it and share it.
Oh,
yeah. It's one of them kind of things.
Probably a bait.
So I dare my wife's sister. I dare her, I think it was $300 at the time, to eat the fish eyes.
I'll eat a fish eye now for $300. You got $300 on you?
She was next to me, I think.
I will eat it right now.
She was next to me on the right hand side. And her mum was opposite the table.
And you were offering $300.
So I said, I'll give you $300 if you eat the fish eye.
Cold hard cash.
Yeah, I had it right there. I said, put $300 on the table, and that's yours if you eat the fish eye. She's like, okay. Grabs the spoon, digs it out. She's a little bit, anyway, down the throat. Ate it. I said, there you go, good on you. It's $300. Straight away. And she was like, beauty. You know, she didn't chew it, straight down.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't want to chew that shit. No. You put it in your mouth, you hold it, and you do that little action like...
Yeah, no.
But you don't actually chew, yeah. You make that motion, but you swallow.
Her mum, on the other side of the table, was like, no, you're not doing that. Give him the $300 back.
So what a bitch.
She ended up doing it for $50.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fight me, old lady. Yeah.
So her mum, I gave her $300. She'd done it there. I didn't care, you know. And I'm like, no, that's too much. You can't give her $300 for that. Give him back $250.
But it could cause a health problem. She might have needed her medical bill probably was going to come to $300, and now she's only got $50 to put down for it.
So,
nice one, mother-in-law. Oh.
Oh, yeah, I'm into all this sort of damn shit. And then there was another time where we went out to, I can't remember where it was, a restaurant or somewhere that had live music. And then we're eating whatever, we finished eating, the live band was having a break or something. And I dared my wife's friend to go dance, get up and dance, you know, everyone's there hanging around. Go dance by yourself where there's no music. You know, put your earphones in.
Nice. Fake a silent disco.
Yeah. So I can't remember how much it was. I put it on the table. That's yours if you get up there and dance by yourself. Yeah, everyone's eating. There's a live band's on our break. So she gets straight up there, dances in the middle of the stage by herself.
How much were you throwing down?
I can't remember. I don't think it was that much. Say, I don't know, $100 maybe.
Fuck. I've had bets with the wrong people.
And people are like looking at this idiot with the headphones on, dancing by herself. Couldn't believe it. I'm pretty sure my wife got a video of it.
I look like an idiot 24 hours a day. And she's doing it for $100?
Yeah.
Damn. I once
I'm that kind of person. I put the dance on, huh?
My friend Daniel, he's got a daughter that was a few years ago now. She bet me $20 to eat a moth.
A big ass moth or just, you know, a little?
Probably bet the length of my thumb.
Yeah, decent.
So, excuse me.
Not tiny.
It was a decent size. I grabbed it, I'm holding it, I look at it, I look at her. I said, have you got the money? And she's like, yes, I have the money.
$20.
$20.
Right, come on, man.
Taylor, you still owe me 25 cents.
You haven't got it. Oh, you got it.
So I did it. And what happens was, she starts crying.
Because you had the moth.
And then she goes to Daniel. Because I looked at it and put my hand out, wanting the cash. Little girl, I don't care. You make a cash money bet with me, I go through with it, I expect to be paid.
You pay up.
We're like the mafia. I will pick you up by your ankles and shake you till every coin comes out. And she ended up having to get a dad to pay for it.
No way.
So every time I see her, I still hound her. You've only given me $19.75. 25 cents.
That's not the whole bet.
And you've got to count for inflation too.
Well,
so I reckon it's probably at least $47 now.
How long ago?
How long have I had my dog? At least 5 or 6 years.
Oh man, it's about $100 now.
In today's, yeah.
Mm.
Oh. You know who Steve Aoki is?
He's DJ or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was listening to him on the Rogan's podcast. He's got a weird way to sneeze because he had surgery in his vocal cords. He wasn't able to talk for 2 months.
No way.
He wasn't able to make a sound. And so he invented himself a new way to sneeze. And what he does, he actually just breathes out. So he'll do that, like, you know, the build up for the sneeze, and then he just goes,
really?
He just forces air out of his throat. So now I'm waiting to have a sneeze.
You
so
want to try?
Give it a try. I just want to go past someone and just be like, have my coffee breath on you.
That's funny.
But he reckons you don't expel.
Huh?
You don't expel anything. It's just the air. But he goes, you still get that good sneeze. Because you know what, when you get a really good sneeze, that really good sensation where you're, achoo, and you're, oh, it's like when a guy goes to have a piss. And you get those last few little drops come out and it sends that little chill up your spine. Or when you're cleaning your ear out,
I love that.
That feeling. Mm. Oh my God, I tell you what. If there was no such thing as vaginas, that would be the best feeling in the world. If vaginas didn't exist, now I'm doing it. And it feels good. It just gives that little chill all the way down the spine.
Just get the earbud, give it a bit of a tickle.
Oh. I've hit my eardrum once before doing that.
Really?
Holy fuck. Yeah. Oh yeah. But
that's why you're half deaf.
I am. Just that and getting old.
My wife's old man was playing around when he was a kid. Had 2 earbuds in his ear. And I can't remember how short of it. He was fucking around with his brother. And one got pushed in his ear.
Oh fuck.
Not deaf, but yeah.
Selective hearing.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I have hearing.
Affected it.
I actually got some sort of bug or some sort of ear infection the first time we went to Thailand. But it was amazing.
That's from that not the horse.
From the horse.
The elephant.
Those goddamn Thai horse giving me ear infections.
The elephants.
No. The elephants was the second time around.
Oh.
I don't know. It might have been something I picked up in the ocean because I was spending a lot of time in the water.
Mm.
What's the
conditions like in the water? Is that shit floating around?
Beautiful. Oh, the water around Koh Samui is beautiful.
Is it rubbish in it?
No. Mm. No, fuck that. It's very clean. On really good days, it's almost crystal clear.
Is it?
It's so good.
Yeah, snorkeling?
That's where you need to travel. Mm. You need to go there.
I haven't just gone there.
It's beautiful. It's the most relaxing island you go on.
Really?
It's amazing. All the Thai people are friendly. The food's amazing. Street food's amazing. The smells, the nightlife,
the ear infection.
So much fun. But yeah, back to that. I didn't mind it at first because we had some of my wife's family with us over there as well.
Mm.
And she'd be talking to me, and whatever it was in my left ear. And it smelt. My wife could smell it. I'd have to sleep
really
on my right hand side in the bed because she'd go to lay down and she could smell my ear if I was flat on my back.
Sure.
She's like, oh no, she'd have to roll
away.
Turn
over.
So being the loving, caring husband that I am,
you turned over.
I would roll over so she could stay comfortable. But the good thing about it was we'd be walking along.
Which is dirty, yeah.
And I could not, I had no hearing at all. It was 100% gone. And so I spent a couple of days of our holiday thinking, fuck.
I'm freaking out.
I've decided to go on a holiday and now I've only got 50% of my hearing. I've only got one good ear left and it's pretty average at best too.
Yeah.
And this relative of my wife, she's always trying to be a smart ass to me while we're there. She's talking and she would always walk on the left hand side and she'd be talking and I wouldn't have to listen.
You can't hear her.
I would see her and I'd look at her and go, just do the nod of the head. And if she looked like she was starting to laugh, I'd do the
I laugh with her.
Do the fake laugh then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had no idea what you're talking about.
None whatsoever. It was great. But after about 4 days, it was driving me nuts because we had to go to the chemist. We had to get a little, you know, like for babies, you get those nostril suckers, those bulb things.
You get them for kids.
We got one of those. We tried drops. We tried peroxide. We tried everything. Nothing was
tried
working.
Tried what?
Peroxide.
Oh.
And I think it was peroxide. Something.
Put it in the hair? Bleach your hair?
Yeah, I can't remember what it is now. Maybe I bleached my ear hole instead.
Check out this gross.
Show off. Look at that.
What a dry patch. Can't get rid of it.
And mate, I tell you what.
How did you get rid of it?
I was using I think I was using warm salty water. I'd put these drops in and then I'd get that bulb sucker. There was like a little alien looking bug sort of thing.
No way.
That came out. And
an alien.
When it came out, it was in little pieces.
So you destroyed it.
And sucking out, I think it broke it. And then, you know, you squeeze the crap back out. And I was looking in. I'm just looking at Ron's security camera at his grass. Grass looks lovely, but I'm interested in this bloke that's just pulled up. That's kissing his wife. He's got his shirt off rubbing his nipples.
Yeah, it's a thing my wife likes.
I was going to say, is that something that, you know, go to your house and you rub your nipples? Only joking, people. But yeah, when it came out of my ear...
You had a bug in there.
It looked like a bug. It looked like a cross between... You know Men in Black? That big alien cockroach at the end. It looked like a tiny version of that. I was like, holy fuck, what is that? And then I was worried that, you know, it had been burrowing in, had it laid eggs, and so I didn't know what it was.
Got a million in your brain.
But when it got out and I dropped it into the sink, because I was doing it over the sink in the bathroom at the hotel, you could smell it.
Yeah.
And it was pungent. It was the moment you sit there and it just came out, and I could hear it. That's what it sounded like. It was like... It's like, oh. And the moment it came out, it was like...
You could hear.
Hearing for the first time, I was like, oh, I can hear again. And then I squeezed it back out and I looked, and as I put my face over the sink...
It smelled.
That's what the smell did. It just smacked me. I was like, whoa. That is disgusting. It was so bad. So this last time around in Thailand, I didn't go to the beach once. It was in the pool. Just getting cocktails. Just... Gus on.
Nick.
I'll have a mojito. Make that 2 mojitos. Make that 3 mojitos. And then ask my wife what she wants.
That's cool. We've done the same thing, but in Mexico. He's lying on the beach.
Orale.
And the chick comes around and asks for drinks. Don't pay for it, it's all included.
I want to go to Mexico, but fuck, I'm paranoid.
You don't go out of your resort, just stay in your resort.
Yeah, but I'm one of those people, I like to go shopping.
Yeah, well, don't take money with you.
How are you supposed to go shopping?
You thieve it, they thieve there, I suppose.
Oh, cabron. No, there was, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Oh, look at the time.
There was 48 hours, in a space of 48 hours. Now, I can't remember what part of Mexico it was. But in 48 hours, there was 30 homicides.
Shit.
30. And 12 of them were bodies that had been decapitated and hung upside down, naked.
Yeah, but they're all like, what do they call them over there?
Criminals.
No. You don't have a drug, what do they call them?
Cartel.
Yeah, it's all that kind of
but
shit.
But the thing is now, it's also innocent people. Because in some of those bodies hanging from a bridge were children.
Yeah, but probably pockets full of drugs.
Oh, man. Yeah, still. Anyway, guys, that's it from us.
It's a short Friday.
The short Friday. The fuck yes Friday. Yeah, that's it.
Cheers, mate.
Say bye, Ron.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Hopefully those who listen now know how to sneeze more hygienically. So don't say you don't learn anything from our dumbass podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You can message us through those. If you listen to the Anchor FM app, you can leave us a voice message. You leave your voice message, we'll play it on the podcast. So that's it. Just leave you some wise words from Uncle Joey Diaz. Get out there and let these motherfuckers know your balls are not for decorations. Enjoy the weekend, guys. We out.